I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, conflict challenges discipleship in Central Africa, requiring creative solutions from gospel workers. Then later, when moving forward requires faith, will you risk everything? The details on this story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo signed a peace accord on December 4th. However, trouble with the rebel group M23 has continued. Just days after the peace accord, M23 captured the strategic city of Uvira in the DRC's South Kivu province. They allegedly abandoned it a week later. But this weekend, they clashed again with a Congolese army not far from the city. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations explains M23 is essentially a proxy army supported by Rwanda. However,
the M23 group also has an independent power structure, and this peace agreement that was signed, M23 is saying, well, we're not bound by that. That was between the DRC and Rwanda, so we can operate independently.
The UN estimated that more than 84,000 people have fled the DRC to neighboring Burundi since early December. That's on top of the millions already displaced by decades of conflict over the DRC's natural resources.
Anytime you have that kind of displacement of mass humanity, it's going to complicate gospel inroads because people are, they're leaving everything behind.
Pray for more gospel workers in the DRC.
We can pray that there ultimately becomes peace and that leaders would emerge who would come alongside of these displaced people and encourage them in this time of difficulty. Because from an earthly perspective, they're living in hell and things are incredibly difficult and challenging, but they can find refuge and the message of the gospel, and I think that's where we need to set our sights.
Elsewhere, U.S. President Donald Trump vows to intervene if needed on behalf of protesters in Iran. His threat carries new weight after the U.S. capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro this weekend. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnu says current demonstrations pose the biggest threat to Iran's regime since the 2022 Mahsa Amini protests.
They're trying to contain the protests without pouring gasoline on the fire. If they come down brutally on what starts as an economic frustration, it can quickly morph into something much deeper, which they don't want to happen.
Protests began in the capital last week and quickly spread to other cities when the Iranian currency collapsed.
The big thing I am watching right now is whether this stays a contained economic unrest or this will be snowballing into something much broader. When the merchants and students and everyday families join and march, that is when you need to pay attention.
Heart for Iran delivers the hope of Jesus to people desperate for change.
In times of unrest like this, the felt spiritual need skyrockets. People are shaken. They're looking for something bigger than political solutions. And this is where we are ready to share the good news of the gospel and help them with their traumas.
And God is both a redeemer and a healer. Dr. Jen Murph of the MENA Leadership Center learned that in a deeply personal way. Murph was diagnosed with a brain arterial venous malformation.
You actually are born with it, but because it's hidden, it's not seen. It was kind of shocking, but God is still faithful.
After many doctors hesitated to treat her, she met a surgeon from Harvard's hospital who warned her,
"You may have to relearn to walk. You may have to relearn to lift your arms. And this could affect this area of your life or this area."
Murph replied,
"Do you mind if I just go before the Lord in prayer and let me get back with you?"
Prayer with her community brought peace to move forward.
It was one of those moments where I had to hand everything over to Jesus, a total surrender, and trust him that I'm going to serve him no matter what.
She says her faith and the love of her husband and four daughters carried her through the hardest days into healing. Murph held on to this promise.
We can genuinely lean in and trust that God is going to work all things out to the good of those who love him and that he makes no mistakes.
Pray with hope for what he can do in your life and in the lives of those you love. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.